Hello, Hope-san.
Hey, Chrissy Rios.
How's it going?
It's going.
Today's episode has been brought to you by Sampling of Booze.
Absolutely. When is it not?
I feel like this one we had maybe a little worse sampling.
Well, it's the end of the year. Got to try the new goods.
Yeah, we have stuff we still haven't tried. I have a lot of booze. We received.
Looks like we're going to have fun later.
So much booze. Yeah, no, we will. We will. For sure. How's it going? How was your week?
It was good up until Thursday when I had to return back to work. Yeah. Bad decisions were made. Regrets. All I can hear is that song, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend.
Oh, my God.
That was me on Thursday morning.
Oh, my God. The dramaticness of it all.
Otherwise, it was good. I had a great time. Relaxed. Low-key Christmas. It was perfect.
The best kind.
It was perfect. How was yours?
I have absolutely no concept of time or dates at all at this point. On Tuesday night, finished watching It's a Wonderful Life per my every year for Christmas.
Tradition.
And then I thought, oh, okay, all right, so tomorrow morning the pod goes up. And then it hit me. I never edited the pod.
Oopsies.
So there was a mad rush to edit the pod and try to fit sleep in because I still had to drive to Michigan in the morning.
Nice.
It was successful because I'm here. Yes. So it worked out rather well, actually.
You look pretty rested now.
I mean, I've slept a lot. Honestly. having no concept of date or time or space, I have taken naps whenever I felt like it. I have stayed up late, woke up late, you know.
Yeah.
I've hung out at dog parks so much this week.
That's your new social circle.
It is. Those are my new friends. But it's been nice. It's been nice not to have to be at the office. It's been nice to, I've been put on like real clothes all week. It's been yoga pants and hoodies all week long.
Yeah, that was me pretty much the whole time I was off too. It's always this weird time of year where it's like dates and time and things just don't matter.
They don't. And when you have the entire time off, like I'm off all of next week
you are.
Too. By the time I actually have to get up to go to work on the 6th, it's going to be chaos.
I don't want to think about that. That's so far, like in my brain, that's so far away that I'm just enjoying this weird oblivion time.
I feel you. The other thing that I've done this week, though, and there's something you did this week, and I want to comment on it, because I haven't said a word to you. I've been saving it for the podcast.
Huh.
So first off, what I did is there's a TV show. There's a Netflix series called You.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched the original when it first came out. I think it was last year. Really, really good. I was hooked. Throw me in some murder and you know I'm in. Reeled in like a fish. And so I watched that. Thursday, I knew the second season was coming out. So I watched it all on Thursday.
You binged it?
Oh, 100%. I didn't stop.
Oh, my God.
I think it was like 10 episodes. Hour-long episodes.
Yeah.
So pretty much you know what I did all day. I could not stop watching it. Oh, my God. It was so good. It was actually better than the first season.
Okay.
Which doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes the sophomore is never as good as the first one.
Yeah.
This was amazing. So if you haven't seen You on Netflix, I highly recommend it. But as it ended, I went to my, you know, recommended for you. And I realized it looks like I'm in training to be a murderer. I honestly, my whole thing is just... murder shows and true crime and I'm a junkie.
So what was recommended?
Oh no, there was Exhibit
A bunch.
And there's a whole bunch.
Oh, okay.
I mean, some stuff I've already seen too, which I was like, why are you sending me that again? I've already seen it. Now what I noticed that you did, my dear girl, was you did something that made me so genuinely happy. I mean, it filled me with joy, and I said nothing. I didn't comment, even though I wanted to.
Oh.
I kept it to myself and just waited.
I know what you're going to say.
I saw that you finally watched American Psycho.
I did.
I was so happy.
Oh, my God. The joy is literally radiating from you right now. If I would have known this made you this happy, I would have done it a long time ago.
Dude, I've been begging you to do it for months.
Yes,
years, Chrissy. Actually.
That's what I watched on Christmas Day.
God, it's the best. It's the best. I'm so happy. So what'd you think?
I have some beef. No, I'm sorry.
No, absolutely no beef allowed.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say real quick. I can appreciate the artistic value of filming this crazy murder serial killer guy in a very strange way. Like, I can get on board with that. Like, from his perspective, you're in his mind, he's speaking, and it was very, very cool, and I like that. I also like the aesthetic of it because it's so clean. Like, I don't know how else to explain it. Like, usually you go into a murder or thriller or whatever movie thinking it's going to be super gory the entire time. And this one wasn't.
Yeah, it was never gory, though, the whole time.
Well, I was always under the impression that this dude was, like, just a massive killer, just slashing people left and right.
No.
So, great. Like, enjoyed it. But the ending really fucking pissed me off. Like, I literally thought to myself, I went through all of this mind fuckery for 2 hours almost for this kind of ending.
So, obviously, we're not going to spoil the ending for those who have not seen it, but I was all right with it.
It was too much of a mind fuck.
But that's what it's supposed to be.
I'm just like, God damn.
I loved it. I have never been able to listen to Sussudio again the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. I think anytime I hear Whitney Houston, I always... I can hear him forever about now. It.
Huey Lewis. Oh, I'm never gonna ever not think of this ever again.
Yeah, it'd be those three artists become pretty much ingrained.
Yeah,
into that movie in your brain space. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
And also, this wasn't only my first time watching it. France was over, so France is Stefan's friend. He was able to experience it for the first time as well.
That's awesome.
And him and I just looked at each other and we were like, what the fuck did we just watch?
So great. I'm so glad you finally watched
it. So, yeah.
Now I have to send you a list of other things to watch, but I'm glad.
Slowly but surely, I'm getting there.
It made me so happy.
Stefan was thrilled.
God.
He was like, yeah, let's put it on. He, like, did a big clap, and we tossed it on. Yeah, I totally almost forgot about that. I watched it.
It was a big part of my week.
I'm so glad.
Also, what a great Christmas Day choice.
I know, right? So,
it should be.
So random.
I was really sad that they didn't put you out on Christmas because then I had to save all my murder stuff for...
Darn. Yeah.
I watched this other show on Christmas called Glow Up. It was a makeup show like in Britain, and it's makeup artists that compete against each other.
Interesting.
It was interesting. It wasn't bad. It was interesting.
I'll say this too. Speaking of watching stuff real quick, I binged The Witcher. With Stefan.
Wait, don't tell me anything, because guess what I haven't done yet? Is watch The Witcher. Don't tell me a single thing.
Okay, I'll just say that the beginning...
I'm so mad that you're in front of me.
Not for long, I'm sure. I'll say the beginning was kind of weirdish, but then it's good.
So I know a guy... So there was a guy at the dog park talking about it, and I was like, hey, dude, haven't seen it yet. I'm just gonna, you know... I mean, I know the video game. So it's the video game, but it's also a book. And he said he's... read the book and he's played the game. It's based more on the book.
Okay.
In his opinion, which then led me to, okay, I played the game, so now I can relate to it from a game side of things. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was kind of interested to get your take, but save it for a week and we'll talk about it next week because I'll be done probably by tomorrow.
Yeah, check it out. It's really, really good.
Right on.
Awesome.
All right, so we have some stuff to celebrate today.
Yeah, we do.
First, since this pod will release on New Year's Day, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Betty Squad. I did not put music in because I didn't think of it on the playboard. So pretend like there's some here.
Where's the horn?
I mean, we could do the whole. I love the fact that you and I literally just started to jam away in our chairs.
Pelvic gyrations.
It was totally. All right. So with that being said, Happy New Year, Betty Squad. Thank you for sticking around with us almost a whole year.
Almost there.
3/4 of a year for us as a pod, which brings us to Today is also our 40th episode. Happy 40.
Happy 40th.
Why do I know I have a sound thing for this, but I can't remember where it's at. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have the card. I wrote it out. I still don't know what I did with it. I can't. I shouldn't be responsible for this. So what we have today is, since it's our 40th episode, we went to the liquor store in true fashion and we got some 40s for our 40.
Duh.
Who doesn't drink a 40 on your 40?
You have to.
Come on. Not rocket science.
No.
So we've been chugging beer. We also took a bunch of shots of stuff today to try some new booze I bought. Mm-hmm. One of which that I want to talk about really quick.
Sure.
So I bought this tequila called Fino Tequila. It's made in Chicago. It's women owned. I'm dying to like delve more into their story.
Mm-hmm.
That tequila was the smoothest tequila I've ever taken.
It was
a shot
really
of.
Good.
Like it just went down and it wasn't it just went down. It literally was the smoothest tequila I've taken a shot of in a very long time.
It went down nice and easy.
That's why I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was really good.
Sometimes I like some resistance.
It was
very, very good.
Yeah, really good. It kind of smells sweet at first, but it's not. I wouldn't say that it's sweet at all.
Mm-mm, not at all. Just very, very smooth. So I'm
very drinkable.
Oh God, yeah.
On the
straight.
Regular.
Yeah, on the regular. Yeah, I don't foresee this bottle lasting long before we buy another one.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we have, because again, it's our 40th, so we have to have a lot of booze, and it's New Year's Eve for us. It's New Year's Day now, right?
Yeah,
when this comes out,
it'll
New
be
Year's
New
Day
Year's Day.
Or New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Day,
it's
right?
New Year's Day.
Geez, see what I mean? I have no concept of space and time. It's just, it doesn't exist right now.
In my head, the week revolves around next Monday and Tuesday.
For me, the week will start to take some formation probably on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Where I'm like, shit, I have to go back to work. But I have a whole week before I have
yeah,
to worry
so
about
enjoy
that.
So enjoy
it. Yeah. So the other thing that we have, Hope made champagne jello shots.
Yes.
In gorgeous cups, little gold stars on top. Just lovely.
Very fancy.
And they taste like straight up champagne.
I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, these are so good.
You know, we pulled this recipe off the internet.
Yeah.
And we said, we're just going to make them and hope for the best. And I made them. Although I will say, finding gelatin was a nightmare this year, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact.
I was surprised.
I think it has to do with the fact that people probably did a lot of baking or making of gelatinous goods. That everywhere, I went to two separate stores.
I literally had a little jello shot in my mouth and almost spit it out everywhere with gelatinous goods.
Honestly, though, because I went to two separate stores. And it wasn't like a Joe Schmo store. It was legit, like Jewel. And where else did I go? Aldi. I went.
Well, I'm not so surprised about Aldi. I don't know that they carry it on a regular, but I am surprised about Jewel.
So then I had to go to a different Jewel. I eventually found it, which I was super thrilled about. And we used, there's apple cider, Martinelli's apple cider, sparkling cider stuff. You have champagne, whatever you like.
Champagne, yeah.
And then vodka. The gelatin, and did I put anything else in there? I think that's it.
I think that's all that goes in. I can't remember what
and
the
then you just let it
though.
You let it set overnight, and then we decorated them with some gold stars.
It is really cute. The glasses that you chose were perfect. It's the presentation you guys will see in the photos when we post them. Gorgeous.
And they really do taste like champagne. They smell like champagne.
They smell like champagne. They do taste like it. That's the thing I was the most surprised about, because I had a feeling, or in my head I thought, once the fizziness is gone, will it still taste like champagne?
Mm-hmm.
I'm insanely surprised. And you don't taste the vodka at all.
No, no.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. And I mean, we'll post the ingredients and the recipe online on Instagram as usual. But pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I'm a fan. All right. It is time for our tops.
Tops.
I am talking about the top 19 for 2019.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're going to do is go through our top five pod moments that each of us felt was our favorite. top five best events of 2019, whatever your choice is. Mm-hmm. Mine are mostly revolving around the pod for the most part, simply because since we're talking about the pod, top five drinks that we had on the pod in 2019, the top dealer's choice, your best four, and that'll round out the top 19, and then your top three intentions for 2020.
We're going to break it down. There you go.
There you go.
See?
I know. I'm like a soundboard without the soundboard. It's my gift.
All right. We're going to start with top five pod moments.
Uh-huh. All right. So do you want to go first? Or?
Sure.
All right. Do it. It's all you.
So there are two on this list that we share, but then the rest are all mine.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll say the very first time we were in the studio, my God. Yeah. Something we thought was going to take a half an hour max, not even.
Not even.
We did ended not. Up taking like what felt like 3 hours.
It was over an hour for 5 minutes of audio. Episode number one.
We could not get our shit together.
We definitely went into it thinking we had it all figured out, and we did not have a clue. We were also recording on, because we didn't have the studio set up ready for us. Mm-hmm. So we were recording on a plug-in mic. I forget what we were using the Yeti. Using a single Yeti mic for the two of us. Mm-hmm. We were jammed into a soundproof booth.
It was a closet.
It was. I mean, it was
a linen closet.
I've been in soundproof booths for voice work before.
Yeah.
That was like the broom closet size. I mean, I've never been in one so small. So we were both in there under a red light.
Boiling.
Just cooking. Cooking.
Boiling, boiling, boiling.
But I look back on it now and I look at where we are now and I think, damn, all right.
We've come a long way. We've
come a long way. So if you're ever interested, episode one, if you've never listened to it, it's quite the 5 minute treat. And just keep in mind that it took us over an hour to record those five minutes because we knew not a thing of what we were doing.
Yeah. So that was my number one. Following that was when your front door busted open.
Oh my God, those are my first two as well.
Yeah, so I said we're going to share those because honestly, I don't think I'll ever forget the time that I was sitting here and nearly shit my pants when the door busted open. Also, I had so many people comment on that.
Oh yeah, same.
So many people hit us up.
We were at an event and somebody brought it up to us. Yeah.
So definitely made the list.
Yeah, for sure.
The Derby episode, when we were talking about the Kentucky Derby, mm-hmm. and we placed our bets and everything.
Yeah, that was fun.
That one for me was super memorable because we went out of our way to make Derby hats that I personally think came out very, very well.
I have mine on display in my house. It's on my mantle. Yeah. I love it.
So that, and I also just think about how we were melting in the studio day.
It was so hot in there.
We were literally melting, like sweat dripping down. Like, all I can think of is that one song where the guy is like, God, I can't remember this rapper's name right now, but the sweat dripping down my balls kind of deal.
Oh.
Down. Yeah. Yeah, you know the song. It's in your head.
Is it Lil Jon?
Is it? Oh, yeah, maybe it is. No.
Are you sure?
I don't know. But yeah, so that's all I think of when I think of the Derby episode. It makes me laugh every time.
That's a great memory. I forgot about the sweating.
Mm-hmm. I'll also say the episode of my first SmackDown that I watched.
Oh,
that was fun because I never watched SmackDown before.
That is really great.
So it was a really nice new experience. And then, of course, this one's more recent. My Southern accent, first shots are consequences.
Oh, yeah, we did get a lot of good feedback on that, too.
I totally enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
I have to give you credit. I'll give it to you till the day I die. The fact that you held up as long as you did and kept that going through the whole show was hands down fantastic.
By far one of my favorite moments, too.
Very nice. Well, obviously, you and I share the first two.
Yeah.
My third one, I wrote and rewrote twice and didn't fill it out, but it was the very first time we collabed with the ponies when we did our joint bet.
Uh-huh.
And that we've kept it going throughout has been nothing but a blast. I love doing WWE bets with them. 9 times out of 10, well, we haven't done that many with them, but the course of it, we've generally tied up. We finally lost one.
Finally, recently.
You know, I still have some beef with that, but it's whatever. It's just because I don't like to lose, so I'm not going to really.
You're not going to rehash.
Nah, I'm just going to let it go. Sort of. I'll bitch about it now and again, or every time we do a bet. The other thing for me was the very first day that we did the pod here. I think for me it was a big, holy crap, we're coming into our own. Like, mm-hmm. We bought all our own equipment. We were paying for software. We kind of became a big girl podcast in my eyes. We weren't renting a studio and renting somebody else's equipment any longer. We invested in us.
Yeah, that's and for a big me, deal.
Man, that was like huge. The day our Rode Procaster, you know, showed up, or mm-hmm. what's it called? Rodecaster Pro.
Yeah.
Showed up. I was like a kid in a candy store with this thing. And then our mics, and then setting up the booms. And
I look back at the first, I can feel how I felt the first day we recorded here. It was almost like a relief.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like I was way more comfortable. It was very much so how you said you came into your own.
Yeah.
So I remember the feeling of just being relieved.
Yeah. I feel like our podcasts have been much more relaxed too. We're not looking over our shoulders because there's people walking around.
Mm-hmm.
We, at that studio, were moved from studio to studio, and the second one was just so uncomfortable and small and hot, and it didn't work for us any longer. So making that decision to move, even though it's not a podcast moment per se, it's a big podcast moment for me because it changed our show and its entirety.
Yeah, the dynamic of the show, I would say, was improved.
I agree. And we have time to relax and we can be ourselves here and we can have booze all over the place. Where there, I always felt a little awkward, even though they knew we did it and they didn't care.
Yeah.
I mean, they served beer in the vending machine, for the love of God. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, it just feels like, also, we don't have to cart it everywhere. Everything is here.
Yeah, that was a nice thing.
That was always a pain in the ass for us. And we would spill shit there all the time.
Yeah, I think about the derby day, actually, I'm tripping over my words, when the ice, you brought in a big-ass bag of ice, and it totally melted all over the floor.
The whole carpet was just soaking wet. And it was brand new carpet. Brand spanking new.
At least it was just water.
Or when we spilled the tequila all over the place. Like, we just spilled stuff in that studio left and right. So we christened it, I guess.
Blessed.
Yeah. So for me, that's my number four. And honestly, I don't know that I've ever laughed as much in my life as I do on this pod. And I laugh a lot. So mm-hmm. I feel like that goes a long way and we have fun with it. So for me, every episode is my favorite because there's never one that we don't just crack up laughing. Even when we've had our moments of, you know, we're frustrated about something or we've, you know, cried or we've had to pause a show in the middle because we've had like our own meltdowns or whatever the case may be, we still laugh in them all.
Yeah, we do.
And we have fun. And I love the feedback we get when people are like, man, you guys crack me up. And
oh, that's the best. I feel like that's the best compliment you can give us.
Yeah, that's the validation that, all right, we're doing this and it's good. And it's not, you know, we try not to be offensive.
Keyword try. But
but to know us is to love us, and to know that we're sometimes offensive is kind of who we
part
are.
Of it.
Okay, up next we have the top 5 best events of 2019. Want to go ahead?
Yeah, sure. I'll start off with the Skeptic, the initial tour we took with them at their location,
mm-hmm.
where they took us around, and then we just chilled there for another hour just drinking.
Oh, longer than that, I think.
More than that, I think. So I have to say I really genuinely liked it. It was super low-key, fun.
Yeah.
We were just bullshitting the whole time,
yeah,
pretty much. So that made my list. Whiskey and Bourbon Night.
Yeah.
Also made my list. And that was after, which is also on my list, the Indie Craft Expo. Not only was it great for the pod, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Agreed.
We drank a lot.
Oh, God, yeah.
So that also made my list. The Brew Day at Rabid was really great. Never in a million years would I have thought that I would have been literally doing the mashing in the mash tub.
Yep.
With a big wooden fork spoon thing. Never in a million years did I ever think I'd have the opportunity to do that. And I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah.
So definitely one of those things I'll never forget. And last but not least, we did get invited to go to Koval. The Koval tour was great. So those are my highlights.
Yeah.
And if you would have asked me a year ago where I think, like, what I would have done this year, none of this would have happened for me. I would have never thought of...
Pre-pod, you mean? Like,
pre-pod.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. So I would 100% agree.
Genuinely appreciate all of these experiences that we were invited to.
Same. So for me, I obviously, the number one for me was the Koval. I really had a great time at that event. I learned a lot. I got to meet some great people. The fact that the guy who was doing the event introduced our podcast first before he even made a drink to everybody there and talked it and let me kind of have the moment to talk about the podcast to this group of people was amazing, and people were interested, and, you know, I think that was awesome. I really appreciated that, and I learned how to make some dope cocktails that night. So, and he gave me an album. I mean, it was just a win-win-win night for me. The Brew Day at Rabid, 100%. What an experience. If you would have told me I would be making beer a year ago, right now, one year from, I would have, where, how?
Mm-hmm.
I would have had no idea. So the Indie Craft Expo night, 100%. First off, I loved hanging out with the guys from Skeptic. It was super dope of them to have us there as their guest. But we really did get to try so much stuff and learn a bit more about bourbons that I don't even think I had an idea about until that night.
Yeah.
It was such a good time.
Yeah, genuinely. All around. It was a learning experience, networking experience, and of course, a boozy one.
Yeah.
So I can't complain.
Yeah, and then we went to the after party and drank a whole bunch more. I mean, it was fun. I had so much fun. The Patreon event. Getting invited to that and being a part of that was a big deal to me for the pod. It was really appreciative to be there. And then the Shy Brew Fest, which I loved. First off, you put me in my favorite place on earth, which is that ballpark. And then I get to drink there and try, which they did not use the punch card system at all. So my 30 beers turned into about 50.
I have a feeling that these boozy events don't really care about the tickets at the end of the day.
I think there's some that'll be sticklers about it. But there was one woman who was doing, like, my punch card. She had the Sharpie and she didn't have the, you know, it was one of those push tops.
Yeah.
So she was just, like, doing it to, like, save face. But there was nothing being put on the card. There was no circling. And then I looked at her and she had the look of, just go.
Yeah, just you know, appreciate it.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. Those were... all great events.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, your top 5 boozy drinks of 2019.
This was really fun, actually, to go through. Not to say that any of those other things were not special, but these, especially because we had some really good stuff, and I think we can both agree there are things we will never make again.
Oh, God, yeah.
First up is the pineapple jalapeno margarita. Mm-hmm. I fucking love those.
Yeah, it was good.
Those, I love them. I'll drink them all the time. The mint julep, which was my first mint julep ever.
I loved that it was your first one.
I really liked it. It was really, really a good mint julep. And the fancy glass it was in was perfect. So that had to make my list. The baby guinea or mini guinea shots. Those have been a standard since I was 21 years old.
Yeah.
So those are a classic. They have to make the list. Love those. Watermelon bourbon smash.
Oh, that was on my list first and I removed it.
I put that one on my list. Super refreshing. I never would have thought to put watermelon and bourbon together because I did see one of your drinks, your other bourbon drinks, which I'll let you
say. I switched it out for that one.
So
it's very funny that you did take that one. It was on my list originally.
And then I will say your homemade mulled wine was delicious.
Oh, thank you.
I loved it.
Thank you.
It was so good.
I do really enjoy that. I make that every year, so we'll be doing that again for
sure.
I could
drink a vat of that.
That's very nice. I love that. So mine were, bless your heart. I thought that drink was so good. I loved it. The Fire and Ice, which was the Game of Thrones cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really liked that. I like spicy drinks, so that for me was right up my alley. I'd never had my number 3. I'd never had a baby guinea before. That was my first time, so I really did like it. It made my list enough that I obviously liked it. Number four was my switch out. So originally I did have the watermelon bourbon, but I switched it because after I saw the strawberry basil when I was going through our drinks, I was like, man, that strawberry basil was so damn good with the bourbon in it.
Ugh, it was.
Man, it was a tough, because you know me, I love watermelon. Like, it's a religion.
Yeah, I know. Which, so, I was kind of surprised that you didn't have it on there.
Yeah. It was a tough flip over, but I was like, man, that's true. If you put the two in front of me, which one would I take first? I would probably go for that strawberry basil. And there was just something about that was so good.
It was
to
tasty.
Me. And then fifth, the risky ginger. I did really like that drink a lot. So those are my drinks. All right. This is your dealer's choice. The top four, best of the best. Didn't have to necessarily be pod related. It can be or it cannot be. That's your choice.
So I will say this. I think we share some similar ones because obviously we experience a lot of this stuff together.
Yeah.
First of all, I will say tacos and tequila.
I forgot about that.
Oh, I did not. I did not forget at all. After being called a bitch.
I forgot. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But you got the last hurrah, the drive-by.
That sounds so bad. So tacos and tequila had to make the list.
Fair enough.
Then I have C2E2, which tried live recording.
We actually, I have to tell you, Hope, I went through and looked at our stats for the whole year. It has the most listens.
Really?
Yeah. We will do C2E2 live again.
Yeah.
So
I will say that was also made the list because it was our first time trying to do a live show.
Yep.
There were some hiccups, but it turned out all right.
Yeah, it did turn out actually pretty good.
Then I have your birthday, the Wisconsin Brew Bash.
That is on mine as well.
It was so good. So much fun. You know, at first you're like, oh, do I want to drive into Wisconsin and drink? But yes, you do.
yes, you do.
They have a lot of great breweries out that way.
Honestly, I stand behind that too.
So good. Then what else is on here? Sorry, guys. Got to scroll. Meeting up with Megan.
That's,
I will agree.
Too.
That one was really great. She is super an amazing person.
I love her.
So down to earth. And I felt like the three of us clicked.
Instant.
The chemistry.
have another Jello shot.
Oh my God. The chemistry was there. And then last but not least, I will say that.
Did you do four or five? Should only been four.
Oh, four? Okay.
That would be rounding you out to 19.
Okay. So I will leave it at that. Sorry, I had some other notes on there.
You can throw in an extra credit since you did it. No, go ahead.
No, it's fine.
I was
really?
Like, hey, man, she's doing five.
Sorry. I'm just getting all reminiscing and
No, but you
sentiment.
Can do it. Just do it as an extra credit.
I think overall, just meeting some of the people. We've met some quality people this year.
Yeah, it's been a good year. So mine are in order, for sure, the Wisconsin Brew Tour. That was the most fun, honestly.
Yeah, it was.
Again, mega thanks to Carrie for being the carpool
DD.
Designated driver for that shit show. In a good way.
No, it's fun.
It's, you know, whenever you're the sober one in a car full of very drunk people, it can be sometimes more annoying than not. But she said she had fun, and I believe her. She wouldn't lie to me. So
we hope you had fun.
My favorite place, I will stand behind it, and I can't wait to go back, is Mobcraft.
It was so good.
Loved their beer. Loved their beer.
And they had a lot to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're picky, you have to find something on their list because they have an extensive list of beers.
And they'll let you try everything until you find the one you want. So it's really, I loved it. Just, God, what a great place. They are just doing it right, man. The second one was meeting Megan from Standard Proof. I loved her. I mean, it was just instantaneous from the second we met in the parking lot.
Love at first sight, Megan.
It was. Oh. She's the best, and she just got married, and congratulations. And
yes.
Her wedding photos, I can't get enough of.
They're stunning.
Her photographer is legit. Just those photos and everything and the poses, and some of them you can actually feel her dancing in them when you look at them. Just, I can't get enough of them. I love them. Third, networking and becoming friends with so many incredibly dope podcasts. I mean, I could literally name 20 right off the top of my head.
Easily.
But most notably, I mean, I have to give a shout out to, like, you know, a few that are,
oh, of course,
are like the homies. And number one, without a shadow of doubt, Footlong Pony Podcast. You guys are the fucking best. I love you. I think everybody should listen to you guys. You make me laugh. You're ridiculous. We've built a friendship behind the scenes. Just all around good fucking people, man. That is me making all that noise. I hear it now. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. I'm like, what is that clicking? And then I realize that clicking is me. Queens of Queens, obviously.
Yep.
Love Fran. Just, they're just so, both of them, amazing. Yeah, funny.
Fran and Kathy.
Funny. Every time I hear a New York accent, all I can think of is Fran. So it's just, she's cemented now. She's part of my being, if you will. I love Book of Lies. Sunny and Brandy are hysterical. Oh my God, I love them so much. Sunny makes me laugh. She's just ridiculous. Like, they're just they're such a great podcast. And they call out the people that need to be called out.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh my God, do I love their moxie so much. Look at how they make me. I light up with them. I love them. Best pods forever. There's just, again, there's so many, and I don't want to leave anybody out. Girl Beer Sport. There's so many. Like, I can't, because now they're all starting to spin in my brain.
Yeah, they're all over.
But if you're looking for a good podcast, you want a recommendation, you have a genre you're looking for, let me know. DM us. We'll send you in the right direction, because I listen to lots
of podcasts.
You do. And then finally, my last one is having you along for the ride. You have been one of my favorite parts of 2019, in all honesty. I mean, you've done some of the most ridiculous shit with me, and you've done it fearlessly. You've just gone. And it's always nice to have somebody that you don't have to coax into doing something. And hey, we're going to go make beer. Hey, we're going to go, you know, drink a shit ton of bourbon. Hey, we're going to go and, you know, dig up dirt. It doesn't matter what it is.
Dig up dirt. I would do that with you.
But that's what I mean. Like, you would do it. And it's nice having that, especially in a podcast setting, because no matter how much I shock you, and I sometimes see it in your face when I'm like
what?
It shocks you, but you're never judgmental about it. You never make me feel like whore.
Or, oh my God.
Or asshole or none of that. I never ever feel like I can't be myself. And that, I think, is what the magic is. Yesterday, somebody sent me a DM and said, you guys are the kind of best friends I wish I could have with somebody.
Aww.
And that's the stuff. When I hear people say that, and I've heard it so many times this year, and it's probably because, you know, now they're in our inner circle, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
right? And they see how we are together, and I get the chemistry. People tell us we have great, great chemistry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it is because we're real friends. You've made this year.
I think I see you more than anybody else, to be honest.
No, it's true. I mean, especially at work, like on a 6-day, it's a 6-day deal.
It is.
Sometimes 7. But frankly, I wouldn't have it any other way. And thank you, because you were such a big part of my year being so amazing this year.
I love you, Chrissy.
Mwah, I love you too, Hope Hassan.
You're the best.
No, I got all cheesy stuff. All right.
I'm just over here like, oh, stop talking about me.
Jeez. Oh, gosh. Like, when I look at all the things that were great about 2019, you were involved in 98% of them. You know, it just, when you do the math, there's something else that's making it better. It's not just the experiences. Mm-hmm. It's the person you share them with.
Yeah.
All right. So with that said, now we are down to the 2020 intentions, because I hate the word resolution.
Oh, I don't like it either.
I always think resolutions are, people expect them to fall apart. We talked about this earlier.
Yeah. And
I just, my perception of a resolution is the countdown 10, 9, you know,
yeah,
to the new year. And then now the countdown upward of how long will it take for this to not happen?
Yeah.
You know, some people love the word resolution. Some people actually make it work. I just have decided that doesn't work for me when I use the word resolution. So I'm going to use the word intentions.
I like that better anyways.
Top 3 intentions for 2020. And again, this could be pod, this could be personal, it doesn't matter. What you got?
So this one's a little bit more of a personal thing, but I know it'll affect everything else around me once I do it. The intention is to be better at sticking to deadlines, not procrastinating as much, because I felt this year I really took that to an extreme. Like, for myself, looking back and reevaluating, there's a lot of shit I should have done a lot earlier.
I think a lot of people struggle with that.
So that's more of a personal one for me. The second thing would be, I want to learn more about liquor. Like, I really do.
I like that one.
I want to learn more, like, knowledge about stuff, the way things are made, you know, different categories of liquor, things you mix with. I want to experiment, and I just want to delve right in.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's my number two. And of course, as always, just keep pumping up Boozy Bettys. Worldwide.
Oh my God. Wait, what's that one? What's the, it's from Step Brothers.
Yeah, it is. Boats and Hoes.
Yeah, but
Boats,
no, what's their, hoes. What's the name of their company with something worldwide?
I know. I can't think of it now. I can't think of it either. Shit. Right now.
Shit. It's in the back of my head too. And I can totally, God damn it. It'll come to me. Probably as soon as we hit stop recording, I'll think of the name of it.
And I used to know someone, I'm trying to think about it. That had their employer as that company. Oh my God, I can't remember right now. But yeah, anyway, as always, yeah. Pumping Boozy Bettys up.
I like that this comes with a dance. I like the little chair
raise
dance.
Raise the roof, dude. Like, I'm raising it up.
I've got the fucking Catalina wine mixer stuck in my head. I hate you.
You're welcome.
God, it still won't come to my head. All I can hear is worldwide. And I can see the video.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. My top three intentions for 2020. This year, I really want to step into places that scare me. And by that, I mean, so I have a really deep personal fear of taking photos and just going with them. Mm-hmm. And I think it's partially because, so I am not by any stretch of the imagination a skinny girl. I am curvy and I have a hard time sometimes accepting that. And especially in photo and in video. But I also realize how much that's been holding me back. And it's always my fear that people won't accept me because of my body type. And it's really shitty. Really shitty place to live. And it's a really shitty belief to have. And so this coming year, that is going to be my fuck it. If you don't like me for the way my body is, it reflects none of me. Who I am is who I am. Mm-hmm. My body shape is my body shape.
Yeah.
But my personality and who I am, that's from years of fucked up, deranged, and crazy childhood shit and all the stuff that makes me who I am.
Yeah.
And I just, it's time. It's time to stop hiding and becoming part of things. And that scares the shit out of me in ways that I can't even explain. I mean, even telling you is causing me
a
bit of anxiety. But it is time because I need to accept myself before I can expect somebody to accept me. And if you don't like me because I'm not, you know, this perfect body, then fuck off.
Yeah.
There agreed. You are.
Fuck off. Fuck.
You fuck. Number two is travel more. I want to travel more for the pod and for myself. Like, I really want us to go and do the Bourbon Trail this year.
That'd be fun.
Big time. And while we're there, we might as well do the Kentucky Derby.
Might as well.
We've had that on our list for a year now.
Yeah.
I really want to put pedal to the metal and say, let's do this. Like, let's go do it. And then three is growing the Quinn brand. Quinn Pop is my baby. I have to say, we have amazing writers at Quinn.
We have a great team.
Aaron and Jerry and Nikki and James and Peter and Chris are a stellar team. And honestly, if you haven't been to Quinn Pop and you haven't read an article, it's KWINNPOP.com. These guys knock it out of the park on a regular basis. Peter and James also have a podcast called The Pop Tower. It's just, they've made Quinn for me one of the greatest accomplishments of my life so far. Now that we want to start building a podcast network into our brand, mm-hmm. we're looking to really grow, and I'm excited to start bringing people into our network, helping them kind of do their thing and do a thing with us. Man, it's going to be a big year for us. That's all I can say.
2020.
With that said, those are my three. I think it's time we go and get some meats and cheeses.
Yeah.
And with that, we are out of here. Happy New Year, Betty Squad! Happy New Year! Woo!